the SportsMap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Still with you, Keith Irizarry, Ron Culver as well. Ron, I got to tell you, I love that open to the... Did you make this? Did you create this?
No, that's our sound guy, Michael Carroll. Got to give him props.
Michael Carroll. Great job by you, dude. Fantastic. All right, let's do it. What's the good?
The good of the day, I'm going to go with Fernando Tatis as the year of Tatis Jr. continues. Yesterday, no unwritten rules were broken. Just a monster of a home run. I don't know if you've ever been to Petco Park. It's a beautiful ballpark in downtown San Diego. Yesterday, Tatis hit a bomb that went over the Western Metal Supply Company building that the stadium was built into. It's an historic building that they kind of refurbished on the inside. They put a bar in there. There's a gift shop downstairs.
Nice.
It's in the corner right beyond the foul pole, but it sits in left field. He hit it on top of the roof of the building.
I love it. I'm all in on Tatis, by the way.
Yeah, they're measuring it. I mean, it's a 400-plus foot home run. When you see him swing at it, if you watch the video, as soon as he hits it, he just drops a bat. Doesn't even watch it. He already knows.
What a cool feeling. So I took BP many years ago, minor league baseball field, and I was a high school baseball player and a pretty good high school baseball player. But switching over to the wood bat one, the ball just doesn't fly the way it used to with a metal bat. And I was grossly shocked at how not far I was hitting the ball. Like, I thought I would have been hitting home runs. I wasn't. It makes you have an appreciation for these players when they are just launching home runs. Speaking of San Diego, so yeah, I was down at Petco Park. I guess it was, I think the year was either 03 or 04. Me and three of my buddies took a trip out to California, and we did LA first, then drove down the coast and went down to Pacific Beach, down to San Diego area. And this was, you know, we're all young, and we did Dodger Stadium, we went to Angel Stadium, and then we did Petco. And one of my buddies had just started working at MLB.com, so he got us a few connections to each one. It was great. I liked Petco. I thought it was a fun place.
No, that's a great ballpark. I went to the first ever game at Petco Park.
Wow, that's fun.
Which wasn't a Major League Baseball game. It was a baseball tournament, college baseball tournament, starring the San Diego Aztecs, San Diego State Aztecs were putting on. And it ended up being, it was the first ever baseball game at that ballpark, which is kind of cool. But my buddies and I, we used to go there all the time. We learned of a trick there to be cheap.
Okay.
Basically, I don't know how much, I don't know if they still allow this or, you know, it's been years since I've been there. But what we used to do is you could buy a ticket for like $5 to $8 just to get into the park. And it was called the Park in the Park ticket because beyond the center field line, they have a park that you kind of sit up on a hill. You can see into the stadium from up there and you would go up there. And you would just buy a Park in the Park ticket. But it does, you don't have a seat in the stadium, but you are allowed to walk around the stadium. So it gets you into the stadium. In the Western Metal Supply Company on the third floor, like the mezzanine level, there's a bar. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you could go into the bar, and this bar has a balcony that overlooks the stadium. And if you, when you watch this video of Tatis hitting the monster home run, you'll see several balconies. It's the one with the tables. Well, I don't know if it's open right now because California has mandates, but it would be the one with the little tables on the balcony. If you got there at the beginning of the game, you're only allowed to be on the balcony to about the third, fourth inning, and then they'd kick you off. But if you waited in line and you got out onto the balcony, fourth inning and beyond, you were allowed to stay there for the rest of the game.
What?
And so that's what we would do. We would just buy a ticket to get into the park for like $5-$8. I mean, the seats, I mean, you know, you're not up close. I mean, obviously, you know, catching a ball is not going to happen. But it was a great way to watch a game, and you had table service the entire time.
Living the dream and not having to pay for the
game. You just sit there. I mean, we'd order a couple of beers and just sit there, nurse them, so we're not spending too much money, and you know, maybe split an appetizer or something like that. But you just sit there and just hang out. You're inside the stadium. You get all the stadium feels, and you're literally just hanging out at a bar at a baseball stadium. It was great. And I love that policy that as long as it was from the fourth inning and beyond, you could stay out there for the entire game.
Yeah. Game the system. I like that.
Yeah, you had to time it right. That was the only thing.
That story right there should actually be the good. That's it. That's better than Tatis. That's the good right there.
Nah, Tatis, this is he's a lot of fun. He's running away with whatever kind of season this is. I think he's running away with it. I don't know if he'll get the MVP, but he definitely gets the most fun player award.
He is the most exciting baseball player in the world right now.
Yeah, it feels like we haven't really had one in a while.
Yeah, because I think we get glimpses, right? Yeah, we haven't had this in a while. I agree with you. I mean, because even like Mike Trout, as great as he is, he's stuck in Angels purgatory, and he's not the most outgoing human being. So we almost like forget about him sometimes. I mean, you shouldn't forget about him, but he doesn't get thrown at us that much. Yeah, Tatis is that dude, man. He is that dude.
Yeah, I'm enjoying every single time he steps on the field, and he's owning it. I think that's where the fun part is too. He knows that what he's doing, baseball purists aren't liking, and he's just owning it.
Yep. All right, let's go to the bad.
The bad and the dumb are kind of interchangeable depending on how you want to look at it, and they both follow a similar theme, okay? But I decided to slot the bad as being these, there's a group of Coast Guard, members of the Coast Guard, who were out for a swim. So, the boat was just out in the water, and everyone decided to jump in the water and take a little swim. They were doing a group swim. Well, while they were out there, a shark appeared. And a shark just kept following them. Like, no matter where they were swimming to, the shark was just following wherever they were going. And the video is crazy because they opened fire on the shark. Then they try to shoot the shark, and they missed them every single time. And it just, it's a wild video. They're just out there having fun. There's even a floating unicorn, which will be a theme here in a second. There's even a floating, so they're just having a good time just hanging out, and there's a shark just kind of cruising around them. All the while, the video that you're seeing is a guy, I'm assuming, with some sort of rifle, just firing at the shark, bullets going into the water, and you just get, I don't know, I think that is always a fear of mine. I've seen sharks in the water, so I'm not really afraid of a shark as long as I can see land. I'm feeling okay. It's the fact of being out in open water where you can't see the bottom, you can't see depth, you can't see anything, and how fast a shark could just appear.
Yeah, so I've swam in open water, like in Hawaii, a few other places. I've never been in water, knock on wood, and you're actually going to hear this. I am going to knock on wood right there. I've never come face to face or been in the water with a shark, and on the list of things that would scare me, that is clearly one of the top things. I would be like deathly afraid if I suddenly see a shark, and I have no idea how I would really react. Are you like supposed to like punch them in the nose or something? What are you supposed to do?
You can either in the nose or in the gills. I mean, I've came across, I've seen them. I lived in Hawaii for a long time. I knew a cave where you can go and see black tip reef sharks just kind of hanging out. And so I would swim and over and see and look in the cave and see, oh, look, there's the reef sharks.
What's wrong with you?
No, they're fine. They're like puppy dogs.
Okay.
It's the tiger sharks and the great whites like this that you see out in the open water. When you see someone that's like 10 feet long, I mean, these black tips, they were maybe like, four to 6 feet, nothing big.
Clearly, this, I guess, had a happy ending. The shark didn't attack any of these
people. Well, the video doesn't show them attacking. There's no red in the water.
Okay, good.
I think eventually it does get away. I don't think the shark ever got shot. Okay. I think he was just kind of toying with everybody, but it is kind of cringe-inducing when you're watching it. It's kind of uncomfortable, like, okay, is this the opening scene to Jaws, or is that what we're watching here?
All right, so if that's the bad, what's the dumb?
That's the bad. That's why I'm saying it. The bad and the dumb are kind of interchangeable. It is a theme. The dumb of the day I'm going to give to these parents in Greece. There is a video that was going viral yesterday, and I still can't believe what I saw.
I got it, yeah.
A 4 to 5 year old girl. Did you see this video?
I did.
Yeah, a 4 to 5 year old girl was found on an inflatable unicorn. I told you that we're going to have another inflatable unicorn. On an inflatable unicorn about a mile out to sea. So what all I can figure is this, is that they were all enjoying a nice day at the beach. Girl gets on a unicorn. Parents decide to say, oh, you know what? She's fine. Maybe they're taking a nap. Maybe they're talking to each other, engrossed in conversation. Totally forget that their daughter is on a life or on an inflatable unicorn. The tide sweeps her out. And for whatever reason, these parents do not decide to try to swim after her until... I guess maybe it was too far gone. You don't get swept out that quickly. I've been there. I mean, if there's a good rip current, you can get swept out quickly. But I don't know what it would take for me not to swim after my own child.
Yeah, apparently they radioed in to port officials or something.
They went to a lifeguard. The lifeguard radioed in, and they found a ferry that was in the area, and they said, you know, they asked the ferry to pick up the kid who was floating on a inflatable unicorn. But when you watch this video, there's no land anywhere in sight. I mean, I don't know. That's really rolling the dice, because she could have fallen off at any moment during that time before the ferry got there. And the ferry can't just, you know, speed up and stop on a dime. It's cruising in slowly as not to run this girl over. The video is, I mean, it's insane. And so, I have no idea what these parents were thinking.
So apparently, this was not the first time that something like this has happened. The captain of the ferry that ended up helping out said that last summer, 2 5-year-olds were also swept out to sea in an inflatable swan after they were caught by a gust of wind.
Okay, you know what? Maybe there's some rules that need to be laid down at this beach.
I think maybe let's not go in that water.
Or, you know, or if you're going to have your kid on your child on an inflatable whatever, maybe you're standing next to him.
And how about an inflatable leash? A leash on it.
Maybe. You know, that's, you know, hammered down into the sand, tied around your umbrella or your chair. Who cares if you're tripping people who are walking by? It's just like, hey, it's for the protection. I don't want a ferry have to pick my daughter up a mile out to sea.
Oh, man.
The video is insane. I watched it a couple of times. I can't fathom the idea of, you know, first of all, I mean, you know, obviously the parents were upset, and the mom was probably going hysterical and blaming the husband left and right. We know that for a fact. But at the same time, it's like, how did neither one of you decide when you notice that she's drifting away to just not charge it and get out into the water and
because,
swim after her?
You know, I'm going to tell you why. It's probably because they were so not paying attention that the daughter was so far out that there really was no way that they were going to be able to swim it.
And
I
there's
bet you.
No
I bet you
one else in the water that could be like, hey, this is probably not a good thing. Let's bring you back in.
I'm assuming there were no, I mean, and even like, so you mentioned a lifeguard or no? Because was there a lifeguard on duty?
No, I don't think there's a lifeguard. I mean, they found,
someone to help them.
That more than likely they were at a beach where there was no lifeguard on duty. There's no lifeguard tower. It's swim at your own risk type of beach.
Yeah.
But they went and at least they found an authority who was able to radio in. The video, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
How there's just a girl drifting out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't want to be judgmental, but I can just tell you that if there's no lifeguard on duty where there's like an ocean and my children want to go in that water, an adult is hanging with them, whether it's myself,
right,
my wife, even if it's one of my parents, like a grandparent, an aunt, someone is watching them at every step.
Like, I'll trust my 13-year-old. You know, he's a really good swimmer. He grew up in Hawaii. So I mean,
and he's 13. He's a young man.
He did swimming competitions in the ocean. You know, far better than I could do. Although I had to be out there with him. That's a story for another time.
That's fun.
I trust my middle child because he's too afraid to go out too far. Anyways, my 4-year-old, you know, is crazy enough to jump on a floating thing and drift off to anywhere, but I'm not going to be more than 2 feet away from him.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, yeah. That's beyond me.
Oh, well. All right, well, luckily, everything turned out well, and the bad and the dumb did not end up with any sort of...
Well, if it ended up that way, I wouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good point. Had this turned out differently, I don't believe this would have been a story. Yeah.
You never would have heard these stories. We would have just talked about Fernando Tatis the entire segment.
Exactly. All right, well, Fernando Tatis, he is really, really good at baseball. We love Fernando Tatis and glad that everyone else turned out. Everything worked out well and everyone is safe. Come on back to us. We'll do some NFL next.